Yankees taking on the Rangers. Is this a football game or is this a baseball game? Well, the score might suggest the former. Let's take it to the top of the first. Gary Sanchez at the plate.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Oh, that Gary is scary. He homers to left. He is the eighth batter to bat in the inning.
High fly ball, right center field. There it goes. A home run for Judge. Well, that fan got his wish. Judge got his 40th home run. Becomes the second rookie in Major League history to hit 40 home runs in a season. Deep drive. Left center. There it goes. See ya.
Wow. What a home run. They're dancing in the Yankee bullpen. Now here's the 3-2. Swung on and drilled to deep center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Oh, that Gary is scary. His second home run of the day.
Yankees win this one 16-7. Aaron Judge joins Mark McGwire as the only rookies in Major League history with 40 or more home runs. Judge and Gary Sanchez become the first Yankees teammates 25 or younger with 30 home runs in a season since 1940. On a side note, Rougned Odor left the game in the fifth with a mild sprain in his left ankle. Joe Girardi is seeing a lot of offensive production from Gary Sanchez and Aaron Judge this year. Here's what he had to say about his players.
Just outstanding. You know, we needed runs to score today. You know, we gave up seven, so we needed some runs, and we put some big innings together and kind of opened it up a little bit. But just big day from those two. And there were a lot of other guys. When you score 16 runs, there's a lot of guys that contributed.
When those guys continue to hit home runs and the way that they hit them, do you think there's any friendly competition amongst the two of them?
Oh, I'm sure there is. You know, I mean, it's two young guys that probably push each other a little bit, you know. And, you know, I think the big, you know, you look at some big hits. Guardy's triple was big today and just really kind of opened that inning up and we continued to score.
Didi Gregorius also 4-for-4. What did you think? What have you thought of his year as a whole?
Just an outstanding year. And we needed to continue. You know, we've put him in the fourth slot. You know, for the reasons that he's been productive there, and it kind of breaks our left-handers up, and it you know, gives us left, right, left a lot of times. But he's just had an outstanding year.
21 home runs, career high 72 RBIs. Did you think he was capable of that type of production coming into the season?
I did. I felt that 25 was not out of the question after his year last year. And you got to remember, this guy missed a month. Sanchez missed a month. So these guys have put up big numbers for missing a month.
Swinging the bats, you have 17 to 20 at home. How do you feel about the state of your club?
Well, I feel good about it. You know, we're pitching pretty well too. So, I mean, it's a combination of things, and you know, got another game tomorrow, and every time we play someone, that you know, they're chasing us. So it's important that we continue to win series and win games.
Jones spoke all summer long about winning series.
Say that again.
Spoke all summer long about winning series. It's three straight on the
road. Yeah, I mean, yeah. We had a big series at home before we left after losing three in a row to Cleveland, which we seemed to get them really hot. But I mean, it's been important. This time of year, you need to win series because if we're going to accomplish what we want to accomplish, we need to do that, especially with the teams we're playing.
Round numbers of Judge 40 and Sanchez 30.
I mean, it's incredible what these kids have done. And, you know, there's still 3 weeks to go. And they'll continue to add to those numbers. But, I mean, these kids are talented. Yeah, we got the ball for that, yeah. I mean, that just shows you that he's more than a home run hitter. And, you know, I look at it the way he plays defense. He plays it extremely well. He runs the bases extremely well. I mean, he's a complete player.
Heading into the season, what did you think was realistic for Judge?
Well, as I said, if he gets a barrel of the bat to the ball, he's going to do a lot of damage. Now, I don't know if I would have predicted 100 walks. I don't know if I would have predicted 40 homers. I always think when you do that, you set limits on players. You know, people look at them as goals. I think they can be limits. So once you get there, well, I've accomplished what people thought I should. But I knew if he got the barrel of the bat to the ball, he was going to be extremely dangerous.
Joe, what did you see from Montgomery today?
You know, he didn't have a good changeup today, which is usually a pitch that he has. And he battled. He battled through it. But his changeup wasn't too effective today.
Disappointing that he gets a 9-1 lead and wasn't able to get out of that.
Yeah. You know, it's not what he wants. I know he's extremely disappointed. But, you know, as I told him, let's learn from this and let's continue to get better.
Gary Sanchez goes 3-for-4 with 2 home runs and now has 30 on the year. Here's what he had to say about his success this season.
Le ha estado viendo muy bien.
Right now I'm seeing the ball pretty well. I was looking for high pitches today to make good contact, and that's what I did, and you know, getting good results. You know, I mean, it's nice, right? You know, but you can't really focus on that stuff too much. You know, you gotta go out there and help your team win.
Aaron Judge hits his 40th and 41st home runs of the year and joins Mark McGwire as the only rookies in Major League history with 40 home runs in a season. Here's what Judge had to say.
First off, you know, how about the day that, you know, Guardy and Didi had, you know, and Sanchi, you know, two home runs, and just all around, you know, we were just seeing the ball well, you know, we're just taking one pitch at a time and just doing our job.
You also set the rookie record for walks in a season. What does that mean to you, just in terms of what you're doing up there at the plate?
Just getting on base, you know, with the team I got around me, you know, all I got to do is just get on base for them, and they're going to drive me in, you know, so. And my goal all year is if I can get on with a knock or a walk, anything I can do to just get on base, you know, they'll do the rest.
What's the feeling like for the offense as a whole on a day where you have 18 hits, 16 runs scored?
Oh, it's great, you know, but that starts at the top of our lineup. You know, when you got Guardy doing what he's doing, you got Gary who's been hot the past couple of weeks, man, it's exciting, it's fun, you know, and you know, it makes our pitchers, you know, just kind of relax and go out there and just do their job and keep pounding strikes, so.
You guys have 17-20 in New York, and the way that you're swinging the bats, do you still feel like the division is attainable for this team?
Yeah, that's our goal. That was our goal from day one. You know, so we're just going to keep taking it one day at a time and just keep playing our game. You know, if we keep playing our game, you know, good things will happen. We'll be where we want to be.
You're now, you and McGwire, the only two guys with 40 as a rookie. I don't know how much you saw him play growing up in that area, but is he a guy that you admired as a kid, Mark McGwire?
Yeah, especially when he was in that home run hunt, you know, with Sammy Sosa and, you know, chasing it. It was fun to watch. You know, it was pretty cool to see as a kid, you know, so to kind of be in the same category as him, you know, with 40 homers as a rookie is pretty special.
After you walked, they gave you the ball. Does that mean a lot to you to get something like that?
I haven't got it yet, and I'm still looking for it. They got it somewhere. So, it'll be nice to get it, and it's pretty cool.
I think it's you, Ruth, Gehrig, DiMaggio, and Mantle, the only Yankees 25 or under with 40 home runs. I mean, what's it like to be in a sentence with those guys?
Well, pretty surreal. You know, never as a kid would I ever think that, you know, I'd be in the same sentence as those guys. You know, so it's quite an honor, and it's pretty humbling.
Did the walk record show you that in the second half when you didn't hit for average for a while that you were getting on base, and just that's a sign that you've been contributing whole year, having that many walks?
Yeah, that's my goal. You know, if I'm not going to hit, I got to find a way to get on base. You know, so I've been taking my walks all year. Like I said before, we got a fantastic hitting team.
Yankees topped the Rangers 16-7. Here's what Chase Headley had to say about the game.
Well, we've been swinging the bats well. You know, I thought we had good at-bats up and down the lineup today, and, you know, it's nice to get a big lead early and just ride one out.
Look at the fact that Aaron Judge hit two home runs. Gary Sanchez hit two home runs. Do you allow yourself to think what this offense would look like if both of those guys get hot at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're obviously capable of getting really hot, and, you know, they're dangerous in the middle lineup, and we have a lot of other guys that are swinging the bat well. So, you know, I think we got a pretty good lineup when we're going well.
Didi Gregorius, another one of those guys. What have you thought of his growth since he's joined the Yankees?
Yeah, I think he's been tremendous, and he's really had to grind it out. He's been playing every day, a lot of long games, and, you know, had some big RBIs for us, so he's been great for us.
Monday, the Yankees are in Flushing, Queens to take on the Rays. The series was moved from Tropicana Field because of Hurricane Irma.